Hello, this is the Aftercare for Your Big Sister Breeds You. I know that Avalon, who goes by Everdistant Utopia here in GWA, does these aftercares after doing like a non-con audio or more taboo kinks, and it's something I also wanted to do with my content. So, all credit to Av for this audio. Let's be super extra very clear. Rape is bad. Incest is bad. Coercing people is bad. And bodily reactions do not equal consent. In reality, all of these things are terrible behavior. They are disgusting. They are reprehensible. But a fantasy and an audio are not reality. And in a fantasy, there are different dynamics and different feelings you can evoke that are fun to play around with. Like the incest trope with like a big sister and a little brother, it creates a power dynamic. It creates a relationship-y closeness that just exists. There's the thought of someone who knows, like, everything about you still wanting to do sexual things with you in a fantasy. And with, like, coercion as a fantasy. Some people like being told to do things or made to do things in a fantasy because they don't have to take responsibility for it. They don't have to be the one to initiate it. And these are all things I'm referring to in a fantasy setting. Because, to be so extra clear, a sexual fantasy is not reality. And specifically with audios, they're very much not reality. They're just things that are fun to play around with. Different dynamics that are fun to play around with. Different feelings you can evoke or have evoked in you that are hot. For lack of a better word. And that's okay. Like, it is okay to have a sibling and also have an incest kink, and that does not mean that you want to do anything with your sibling. I am an older sibling in real life. The idea is, like, fucking disgusting. And, like, the vague thought is so gross. But in a fantasy setting, it is a dynamic that I like because it creates the built-in power imbalance, the built-in, like, they know everything about me and still, like, are turned on by me. And from a similar perspective, the coercion in a fantasy setting I like because for a very long time, my brain, anytime someone was into me, was like, oh, you must have tricked them. You must have somehow forced them into doing this. So now, while I do not think that anymore, the dynamic of coercion feels good and feels comfortable to me. And I think that's fine. I think it is very okay to have quote-unquote weird kinks or taboo kinks and not feel bad about them, I guess. Like, I understand the impulse to be like, oh my god, I'm so weird and this is so fucking, like, ugh. But if you're being safe with them and not harming anyone else, what are you doing wrong? You're not. And I think specifically that, like, audios are one of the safest ways to do that, because like I make an audio, I put tags on it to warn you about what the contents are, and if you click on it, that is you consenting to participate in the fantasy, and you can leave at any point if it makes you uncomfortable. This is like the safest way to, from my perspective, experiment with and interact with certain kinks. And I think that is a good thing, and one of like my favorite things about audios is that there is the implicit consent in clicking on and listening to an audio, and there is the ability to, the second you feel uncomfortable, remove yourself from the situation. And that's something that I've always really liked about audios as a like medium where you are still interacting in the fantasy setting, I guess, but not like there's no pressure to stay there if you don't want to be there. Like, I know in like real life some people can feel pressure to stay in a scene because they don't want to disappoint somebody, but that doesn't exist in this setting from my perspective, because like there's no one to disappoint. No one's gonna know if you stop the audio. And I think that's something that's really special about audios and how they allow people to explore different kinks. And just to like once again go over why the things in the audio that lead to it being tagged rape are bad. Coercing someone does not mean they're consenting to anything. You are basically wearing them down into saying yes. That is not consent. Blackmailing someone by saying like, if you don't do this with me, I am going to tell people that you hurt me. Them wanting to, them doing something with you after that is not consent. They are doing it for fear, or for like, for fear in general, for fear of their safety, that kind of thing. And also, bodily reactions do not equal consent. You could get hard, you could leak pre-cum, all this shit. That does not mean you are consenting to anyone doing anything to you, or that you are enjoying any of the contact that is happening. Those are completely separate things. Bodies just do things. They react when they are stimulated. That doesn't mean that you are consenting. That doesn't mean that that is something that you want to happen. Just so we are super clear. But yeah, I think I covered all my points that I wanted to cover in this. If you enjoyed the audio, yay. That is the point. I'm not making charity audios. Like, I also think this stuff is hot, and I made this for other people to also find hot. So if you did, good. That is the goal. And thank you so much for listening. And if you made it this far in my rambling bullshit, also thank you for listening. And have a good day, afternoon, evening, wherever you are. Bye. Take care.